it's a spree, round and around we go. Gonna lay that feller down, he won't get up no more.
There are many variations on this melody tonight. Many a different tongue and tune saying the same thing. The Serbs would refer to it as
Obilashimo, okolo, nokolo, itrogrova, okolo, nokolo.
And the Danes
Hitler's grab.
The Greeks have a word for it.
Girostomnimatu, Hitler giro giro, pername.
Obviously the occasion calls for a round of cheers and a toast with the very best you have in the house. And it is entirely appropriate to make a joke and laugh at it. But fix your eyes on the horizons. Swing your ears about. Size up the day and date. Look in on prayer and thanksgiving, song and laughter. Dated planet Earth, May 1945. You, mother, in St. Louis on the Mississippi, whose firstborn is a visitor in Magdeburg on the Elbe.
Thank God I'll get my boy back instead of a telegram.
You patient wife of Bridgeport whose husband sat it out inside a Nazi camp.
Now he'll be home for longer than a furlough. Now he can see our daughter for the first time. She's 2 years old, and it seems strange to think they've never met.
You minister and congregation in a wooden church, having come in from your farms through the nippy night air of New Hampshire, meeting together to thank the God of wrath for justice done.
Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song.
Let the congregation of saints praise him.
Let the praises of God be in their mouth.
And the two-edged sword in their hands.
To be avenged of the nations.
And to rebuke the peoples.
To bind their kings in chains.
And you, rabbi in the synagogue, by the light of the menorah, by the light of the proud candelabra descended from the tabernacle in the wilderness, from Egypt to the Oklahoma prairie town, you rabbi entering another Red Sea crossing in the ancient scroll.
No great tyranny has ever lasted. The empires of Pharaoh, Caesar, Philip, Napoleon, Hitler, each flourished and held sway, and was destroyed. They were powerful, but all of them forgot one thing, that the only civilization which can endure is a free one.
And you, bishop in the cathedral, singing Te Deums to him who has again delivered man.
Te Deum laudamus.
Te Dominum omnitemur.
Te Aeternum Patrem.
Omnis Terra veneratur.
Tibi omnes Angeli.
Have you time right now, listener, to stop in at 100 million homes? Some of them with plaster loose from the last bombing. Some in towns where townsmen's blood mixed lately with rainwater in the gutters. In farmhouses of steppe and upland. In mining villages with regimented chimneys. In apartments of executives where decor is impeccable and genuine utrillos hang. In tenements where L trains go by every 7 minutes with a rack and roar. It's top of the evening. Hip, hip, hooray. How about another drink, Alf? And a very good time's being had by all. Meanwhile, the crowds gather. Crowds in Times Square, Piccadilly, Nevsky Prospect. Crowds in the Loop, crowds on the Boulevard. Gaiety and neon, laughter and the blare of horns. Headlines cheerful as a Christmas poster. Noise and glitter. This is it, kid. This is the day. This is what we've been waiting for. But through the din, the clamor, you hear a voice. In the hearing of your conscience, don't you get a whisper? Listen. Listen. Nothing yet. This crowd. But listen close. Take your good ear out of low range. Whisk it high. Hoist it up to Ciro's Stratus country. Up to where a B-29 has wing room. Flash across a dark Atlantic heaving under the sway of a Victor's moon. Listen for intimations of wind and water in a rush of fog eastward of the Grand Banks. Below these waters, strewn beneath the lanes of porpoise and whale, the bones of how many good men lie. But never mind, running as we are eastward against the grain of time, we are over the isles and a hop and a jump. We're established now on the continent. So listen closely. In just a moment now. Don't expect to hear metallic speech from a rosette of amplifying horns on the high poles of the public address system. But listen for a modest voice, as sensible and intimate to you as the quiet turning of your own considered judgment. Now we're ready. The voice you hear will be that of the conqueror, the man of the hour, the man of the year, of the past 10 years and the next 20.
I'm a private first class in an army of one of the United Nations. If you don't mind, there's some things I'd like to ask.
Just a man in uniform you've met somewhere or seen in the newsreels, loading a truck, or marching, or read about in the dispatches. A fighting man, glad to be alive, a little tired but in good shape, a dozen battles notched in his gun stock and dug in his memory. Who is he? Well, his name and rank and nationality don't matter much. Just picture him where he may be tonight in Europe. Perhaps in his cot in a barracks, his hands behind his head thinking things over. Perhaps he's standing on a village green before a monument to the dead of World War I. Perhaps he's strolling in a history-weary valley under the same stars which 2,500 years ago watched a Persian brand of Nazi take a beating in the hills of Marathon. Close your eyes, and it could reasonably be this boy, that boy, any boy at all with war still thumping in his ears. Close your eyes and concentrate and listen.
You don't mind, there's some things we guys would like to ask. First of all, who did we beat?
How much did it cost to beat him? What have we learned? What do we know now that we didn't know before?
What do we do now?
Is it all going to happen again?